ẹ ti pè wá sápá kan láti máa fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ yìí, láti máa fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ ìtùnú, láti máa fún wa ní ọ̀rọ̀ ìrètí, pé ká lè bá a jà dáradára. Torí pé a pè wá sí ìjà, a pè wá sí eré ìje, Olúwa gbogbo rẹ̀ ni a ní níwájú wa. Olúwa béèrè pé kí ẹ túbọ̀ ràn wá lọ́wọ́, kó yẹ kíní ó máa yé wa sí, kí a sì lè máa gbèrú nínú rẹ̀ fún ìyògòrè ọ̀fẹ́ rẹ. Olúwa ṣe bẹ́ẹ̀ nínú ayé wa. Ògo ni fún orúkọ rẹ̀. A tún ti wà ń bí ní òní. Olúwa sọ wá di alábùkún fún. Gbogbo ògo jẹ́ ti ẹ̀ bàbá. Ní orúkọ Jésù ni a gbàdúrà.
Amen.
Mo kí wa ní orúkọ Olúwa pé a kú àbọ̀ sí pàdé ti oṣù
yìí. I welcome us in the name of the Lord to this month's meeting.
À ń kọ́ ẹ̀kọ́ nípa dídúró tiri sí ọjọ́ ibi.
We are studying, we're standing in the evil days.
A ti mọ̀ wípé eléyìí di dandan.
We have known this is compulsory.
Kìí ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ àfiṣeré o.
It's not a matter of joke.
Etí a sì kíyèsí gbẹ̀yìn.
The last one we considered.
Ó náà ni wọ́n ti láti tún mẹ́nuba.
We have reviewed again.
Ara àwọn àhámọ́ra wa tí a tún mẹ́nuba lénìí.
And part of the armor we're going to mention today.
Ó náà ni.
Is.
Ìdá ẹ̀mí tí ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Ìdá ẹ̀mí tí ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
A gbọ́dọ̀.
We must.
Mú dání.
Hold it.
Torí pé tá a bá mú dání.
Because if you don't hold it.
A ní lè ja ìjà rere.
We'll not be able to fight a good fight.
Ṣé rí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You see the word of God.
Ó yè.
Is alive.
Ó lágbára.
And is powerful.
Ó mú jìdàkídà olójú méjì lọ.
Is sharper than any two-edged sword.
Ṣé rí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
You see the word of God.
Òtítọ́ ni.
It is truth.
Nítorí pé ó wá látẹnu olóòótọ́.
Because it has come from a truthful person.
Nígbà tí à ń wo ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní oṣù tó kọjá.
We were considering the word of God last month.
Ìwé mímọ́ sọ pé ká mú àṣíborí ìgbàlà.
The scripture says we should put on the helmet of salvation.
Ó ti wá ní àti ìdá ẹ̀mí.
Says and the sword of the spirit.
Tí ṣe kíni o.
Which is the word of God.
Nínú ìwé Ephesians orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹtàdínlógún.
In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 17.
Orí kẹfà ẹsẹ̀
chapter 6 verse 17.
Ibẹ̀ náà la tún wà.
We are still in that chapter.
A ti wo ti àṣíborí ìgbàlà.
We've considered the hermit of salvation.
Ṣùgbọ́n abala kejì wa sọ pé àti ìdá ẹ̀mí tí ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
The second part now says and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Bí àṣíborí ìgbàlà ṣe ṣe pàtàkì.
As the hermit of salvation is important.
Bẹ́ẹ̀ náà ni ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ṣe pàtàkì.
So is the word of God, the sword of God, important.
Ara ìhámọ́ra wa ni.
It's part of our armor.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà púpọ̀.
But many times.
A fi ń ṣeré àkíyèsí.
We play with it, we don't take cognizance of it.
Ní ọ̀sán èmi àti ìyàwó mi à ń sọ̀rọ̀ kan.
This afternoon the man of God and his wife were talking.
Wọ́n bá àwọn méjì kan pàdé tí wọ́n ń sọ̀rọ̀ bí òde ṣe rí.
His wife came across two people talking about the situation of things.
Àwọn náà wá dá sí.
And she also intervened.
Wípé.
That.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ni káwọ̀ gbàgbọ́.
Is the word of God we should believe.
Tá a bá ní ká máa ronú bí nǹkan ṣe rí.
If we should think about the situation of things.
Ó lè mú ká ro nǹkan míì.
We can think amiss.
Ó sì lè mú sú wa.
We can be fed up.
Wọ́n wá láwọn sọ gbólóhùn kan.
She said she made a statement.
Wípé ẹ má jẹ́ ká rò.
that we should not think about it.
We should
think of the promises of God.
We should
think of the word of God.
You see,
all these things happening. Even all these are the fulfillment of the fact that the word of God is truth. And so we should be happy. So what I believe is actually true. And
they
say, she said, those dimension people now explain that, oh, grandma, this dimension is very different. That they now said, we thank God for even coming across
you.
Naira has been devalued. Even all things are turned up and down. There are wars and rumors of war everywhere.
Are
people even against themselves? People are now lovers of money.
Ah. You see,
one of the things that has caused the main issue is the love of money.
Now,
instead of that to make us to be fidgeting or be worried, we are supposed to smile. That word and God. What you said, that's what I see in fulfillment. It means I've not even believed in vanity. I've not believed even in falsehood. Because the word of who the person I believe is the one that cannot lie. Even if you do not want to believe the word of God anymore, what is happening should make us to believe the word of God. Said children will be disobedient to their parents.
That
people will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. When Satan thought even the Christians could escape from his hand from that, he now brought even pleasure into the church. So we now even love even pleasure or entertainment than the word of God. A pleasure for your life. Nothing like discipline or self-denial again. Nothing like sacrifice again.
Afikini.
But what?
Faji.
Player.
Faji, ninu kawasoro Olorun.
Player, even in the preaching of the word of God.
Faji, ninu kasoro Olorun.
Player, in even the preaching of the word of God.
Faji, ninu kagboro Olorun.
Player, even in hearing the word of God.
We
do not have much time. Just make it very brief.
Then
that people will be like, yeah, please don't stop, continue. There is nothing like that again.
The
man of God was preaching in a marriage ceremony one day. He had been speaking for something like 40 minutes. That was a long time ago. One of the parents, maybe the parent, the father of the groom or the father of the bride, could not even comport himself. He said, please, the sermon is enough. He was so much in a hurry. And the man of God smiled. And the man of God was like, it's like they've been giving me a kind of bad signal. So when you get to a guest house, and the guest is telling you, see, the yam is almost finished. And what does that mean? You should just know, go. And you just round it up. Why? Because the pleasure of the love of pleasure more than even the love of God. What is the man of God bringing out? We should be happy. A child of God should not be downcast, thinking, why are things like this? Can you see? When I wanted to buy even a paper ingredient in the market for me to put it in the freezer so that I won't be out of course to go every day.
When
I used to buy for 2,000, now I bought it for 6,000. Instead of that, making us to be downcast and thinking of how we're going to go about it. Because it's by seeking how things will be comfortable for us that we're going to even dip our hands in some other things. But we are supposed to look up to God and say, thank you, Father. Well done, God that cannot lie. The God that has seen the end, even from the beginning. The one that was and is to come. We should get home and even bow in homage to Him and even eulogize Him. And you see that God will take care of you. You'll be surprised that when you still get out, the Lord will still provide.
Okay, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Shugbang.
But if the word of God is not no true to us,
we
will not know how to apply it. In the days of evil that we are facing, let's learn to use the word of God. The Lord will help us. Let's bring out Ephesians 6 verse 17 on the screen.
Okay, ati demi ti se
oro Olorun and taking the and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God.
Idemi,
the sword of the spirit.
Ever jo bole o,
do not let it go down.
Tori ko si nkan mi ta le lo,
because there is nothing else you can use.
Bibeli wa pe da kini kina npe ni da.
What is a sword?
Describe it for me.
Can you describe sword? It's too edged.
Ojumeji ni dani.
A sword is too edged.
Bi ati lo oro Olorun.
As we use the word of God,
that is so nipa didara Olorun.
To talk about the goodness of God. If you hold even a store like this, as it's going to face what you want to use it for, to attack it, what will it do to you? It will also face you.
So immediately lo wa fun.
So it's for both of you.
O se ni laanu pe nigba pupo.
It's a pity that many times people of God use the sword of the spirit to attack something, but they don't use it even to attack themselves. That's one of the worst things. They don't use the word of God like a sword, they use like a cutlass. If one uses the word of God like a cutlass and not like a sword, what will happen? They just continue even to match, to hit or to machete something. We thank God because it can machete something. Very well. But it has not really even machated you. The blunt tie that is to you does not have any meaning. It has not done the work it's supposed to do in your life.
But
you know how to use it to work in the lives of others. We know how to use it to work to chase away Satan. And Satan will laugh at you.
Okay.
That I've got a deposit in you. You thought I've run away, I'm still very much with you. Why? Because the word is not working, having an impact in your life. This is one of the reasons why Israel was destroyed. Many of them were destroyed in the wilderness. And that is, the word they heard did not work, did not profit them, because it did not mix with faith in them. They did not see that the word that God was telling them. They saw it as the word that God was telling some other people. You see where the scripture
said
that the word of God is a two-edged sword. That is even sharper than two edges. So, when you get up, you can read from the very first verse, and you're going to get what I'm talking about. Maybe we should just look at a few verses there. Please give me from the verse 1. Hebrews. Chapter
4.
Let's pick it from verse 1.
It's
verse 12 that talks about how the word of God is sharper than two-edged sword.
Nítorí pé a ti wàásù ìrere fún wa gẹ́gẹ́ bí fún àwọn náà ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ tí wọ́n ń gbọ́ kò ṣe wọ́n ní ire nítorí tí kò dàpọ̀ mọ́ ìgbàgbọ́ nínú àwọn tí ó gbọ́ nítorí pé àwa tí ó ti gbàgbọ́ wọ inú ìsinmi gẹ́gẹ́ bí ó ti wí bí mo ti búra nínú ìbínú mi pé wọn kì yóò wọ inú ìsinmi mi bí ó tilẹ̀ yẹ pé bí ó ti ṣe pé a ti parí iṣẹ́ wọn ni láti ìpilẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ayé torí o ti sọ níbìkan ní ti ọjọ́ keje báyìí pé ọlọ́run sì sinmi ní ọjọ́ keje kúrò nínú iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ gbogbo ẹ fún mi ní ẹsẹ̀ ìkẹfà.
Verse 6.
Nítorí náà bí ó ti jẹ́ pé ó kù kí àwọn kan wọ inú rẹ̀ àti àwọn tí a ti wàásù ìrẹ́ náà fún níṣáájú kò wọnú rẹ̀ nítorí àìgbọ́ràn. Ẹ̀wẹ̀ oyin ọjọ́ kan wí nínú ìwé Dáfídì pé lónìí lẹ́yìn ìgbà pípẹ́ bí a ti wí ní ṣáájú lórí lónìí bí ẹ̀yin bá gbóhùn rẹ̀ ẹ má ṣe ṣe ọkàn ilé. Tẹ bá délé ẹ lọ kà.
This is when you get home you can read more.
Ẹ ṣe.
Thank you.
Ṣé ẹ rí?
You see.
Ká lo ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run fún yàn.
To use the word of God for someone.
Ká má lo fún ara wa.
And not using it for ourselves. Won't make it to be effective. Please let's go to verse 12.
Nítorí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run yè, ó sì lé agbára, ó sì mú Júdàkíjà olójú méjì lọ, ó sì ń gún ni àǹtídídé pínpín ọkàn àti ẹ̀mí níyà, àti oríkèé àti ọ̀rá inú egungun, òun sì ní olùmọ èrò inú àti ète ọkàn.
For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
Okay, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run kí ni a lo ṣe?
What did they say the word of God is?
Yẹ ni pé
alive, it's quick. This word of God we ask to pick the sword of the spirit. I told you sword is two edges. And there are a lot of explanations on this. I once gave you one. What was the explanation I first gave? Are we going to use it for
something?
We have to use it for ourselves. And that talks about its two edges.
It's two edges.
And that if you pick it this way, don't forget it's also facing you. Don't let it back you. As you use it for something, use it for yourself. That's how God has designed it. As you have it to fight, you have it even to amend yourself. He says it's quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. What does it do again? Piercing. It can go to the farthest place or the remotest place inside of
us.
That it divides even asunder the soul and spirit. If that is to be explained or interpreted, we can interpret it in different ways. But let's apply it this way. It separates even the soul and the spirit. You see, there are things of the soul. There are things of the spirit. The soulish things are sensual as man wants. The things of the spirit, they are as God wants. It separates or divides the soul and spirit. It makes a difference.
This is of the soul. And this is of the spirit. This is of the senses. This is of the spiritual values.
It would separate and divide
them.
There would not be any ambiguity or any mix up. Except anyone that wants to mix it up. And that's why some will say that the Bible passages are contradictory. Someone, the man got read, but someone online that said he will not go to church again except they can interpret a particular passage for him. And what is he asking for the interpretation? That the Bible says in chapter 1 of Genesis that God created man in his own image, even as the last know of his creation. Because the first day, the second day, he had different things he created. Man was the last of the creation, even on the sixth day. That when we now get to chapter 2, that says God created Adam. And when he now created Adam, that he still created all the animals and brought the animals to Adam, that he should name them. And that whatever names he had given them, that's the name they bear. That these are two things that are contradictory. But the one said that man was the last of the creation. That one said that man had been created even before creating the animal. That if that could not be explained to him, that he would not go to church anymore. That issue should not be condemned. They should just explain that to him. The man of God just knows
more.
And he remembers that He doesn't have the Holy Spirit. The word of God is not quick or alive in him. The word has not mixed with faith in him. So he's confused. The word of God is going to make a distinction between things of the spirit and things of the soul, making a great distinction.
You
see, what is in your soul that is even now twisting to that of the flesh? The word of God will tell you that is of your soul or your flesh. And that which is of the spirit, the word of God will tell you this is of the spirit. But the word of God can tell you actually, but you might not accept it. It means you have not used the word appropriately. You can use this to preach to others, but it has not really worked in your life. You use it like a cutlass. You don't use it like a sword. So it won't do what it's supposed to do. Another way it works, the work of a sword is that when Jesus was on earth, so when the Holy Spirit shall come,
it
shall remind you of all things I have told you.
It
shall be a comfort even to
you.
It shall be repeating these things to you so that you can grow in it.
It's
telling about how the soul will be useful to you. When
Holy
Spirit will hold you because the word of God, the word of God, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God that breathed on them to write the word of God, is still the one behind the word. He has never left the word. And that's why he says the word is quick. That the word has life in it. It's not only that it has life in it alone, it's also powerful. It's also sharp. It doesn't mix things up. The Lord will help us.
Please
give me John chapter 14. I need verse 16.
Verse 26.
But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you. He was speaking to his disciples.
See,
the words I've said, these my words, and the ones the Lord has said even before now, when the Holy Spirit will come, he will teach you, and he will remind you that it will be comfort and joy for you. That that the hope of salvation, which is the hammer, you will not lose it. And that will be a comfort to you.
He
will do that work according to the word of God. The second that it will do, when the Holy Spirit holds the word and using it, as he's using the word for his children, he will use the word for some other people. When we read chapter 16, chapter 16, the same John, from verse 7, chapter 16, from verse 7,
what one song commits to happen
with the word of God and Holy Spirit.
Now,
let us tell you the truth. It's failing for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the comforter will not come unto you. But if I depart, I will send him unto you. The next verse,
and
when it comes,
he
will prove the word of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. By the time he is going to minister to the world, the unbelievers, what work, how will it minister to them?
He
will tell them of righteousness. This is the righteousness of God. If you want, you can follow it. But if you do not follow it, this is the judgment of God. He will show them the
truth.
He showed them the sin and unrighteousness you perpetrate is judgment of God that will follow it. You can choose whichever one you want to choose. Like the man of God said earlier on,
as
Holy Spirit uses it for believers, he uses it for unbelievers. And he's going to use believers even to speak this to unbelievers. But many times when the children of God use the sword of the Spirit, they use the sword for the unbelievers, but they don't use it for themselves. We should take cognizance of this. There's no good preparation if we don't have the sword of the Spirit and use it appropriately. One can have a sword and don't use it. One can use a sword but that one may not use it appropriately. All these are very much important. If you're holding a sword, we should use it. But we should not abuse the use of it. Because one can abuse the use of something. But one should use it appropriately. How do we use it appropriately?
Sherry, Bakupo, Laman Lero,
many times we think the word of God that Satan, you cannot do this. We thank the Lord for the word of God.
But
have you used this verse that says, be ye holy because I'm holy? Unto the Lord, even a living sacrifice, even acceptable. For this is your reasonable service. And do not even mingle yourself with this word. Be thou renewed in the renewal of your mind. Do we use that?
Tell about it, Lord.
If you don't use that, you have allowed Satan to come in. You will think he's gone. But he has even some other cunning ways he comes in.
When the
word of God does not have power over one's life,
when the
word of God one is hearing is not mixing with faith,
it's
not using the word of God appropriately, and Satan will be happy that I've overcome. What is using, he thought he's using for me, he doesn't know. I've through the Adamic nature in him, I've also come in to his life.
Agent is Satan in here, Adam.
The Adamic nature in us is the agent of Satan.
So Tabalalo. Oh yeah, Father, Satan is laying me.
We rebuke Satan, get thee behind me, Satan.
Is it
not because he has come
in the
way you can see, probably physically? When he comes in a kind way and he tells the Adamic nature in you, let his focus be on this. Let his ear know listen to this. Let his mind be open to this. And when we use the word of God that do not love the world or anything in the world,
you
say it's a lie. The pastor that says you should not love the world, is he not using a car? Is he not sending his children to university or school? As if that is what is really called the world. Is it the fact that one uses cars or sends children to school that is the word? That is not really what the word means.
But
what's your motive for sending your children to school? What's your motive for using your cars? What's your motive for building your house? What is in your mind for what you have? If it is because of the love of having it, and it has really overwhelmed your heart as if that's all you are pursuing, then that has become the word. Because that is better, is of more interest in your life than every other thing. Because you do not follow Jesus like a disciple. Because what you have, at the man of God and some people were in a program one day, man of God really shared the word of God, very powerful message.
He
said when he was reading the book of Isaiah,
I can't remember, one of the prophets, he
spoke to people.
The Lord told him to walk through the streets
of Jerusalem and speak to people about the coming, even naked.
The
man of God said he had headache. That if he was asked to walk naked in Kenya,
Australia,
or in Australia, who knows him there, doesn't care, that would not be difficult for him. But if he is asked to come and walk naked in Lagos, or in Ibadan, or in Abuja, that would not be convenient. Why? You know why? Because people know him there.
That
he was now thinking that is his commitment really enough? Has Jesus really even taken over all?
And
when the man of God shared that word of God, people of God know were crying. We all could see ourselves.
Say, what is the degree
that pikini bedeke
of my commitment?
Ifareni jimi.
What is the degree of my sacrifice?
Pikini bedeke ifareni rubo mi.
What is the degree of denying myself?
Pikini bedeke chiti ara mi. That he was thinking if he would not try to amend that. But Isaiah did not even look for any shortcut. It wasn't that he was completely naked,
but a tradition can say so.
Like a tradition puts it.
Jerusalem,
they will be taken out from Jerusalem. Their clothes have been torn.
Hello me, boy, a short.
Probably is only short that will be on him.
Hello me, boy, I want to get a short bagerere.
Maybe they torn even the gun.
Remember
how they treated those people that David sent to go and greet the king, and the clothes were turned.
So, the
man God said, he thought, will he be able to come out boldly in Lagos
with
only boxers on him,
and
to just put his chest out and to be preaching, that at first people will run away from him. It's possible they want to grab him. Maybe
we'll
think maybe he's mad, and he said no.
What an embarrassment.
Pe iru idojuti tabi iru
ijuwo.
He challenged us that we should check ourselves. A man of God is not saying that God will ask you to be naked. If we have to apply it, can God really take away that in your hand?
That's just the point.
Because
even when we are
all reflecting on it, we realize that.
It's
like God did not even tell any other person like that. Do you get what I'm saying? Or did he tell any other prophet?
But only our specific things. To man so far, our specific things.
Our specific things, it tells even specific people. But the point there, can God take that which is in your hand? Is the word of God not teaching us to surrender all we have the way we surrender? There are certain things we've taken as very much important that it's like we cannot leave them for golden. And someone still buttress the word. Even it was that man of God, the man of God was talking about. He said then
the
Bible was very popular then.
This commentary. Dex Bible.
Then they bought it for 35 naira.
But that
was money.
Even
some people's salary at the end of the month then was just 20 naira. And he thought, if Jesus should ask him to drop his Dex Bible, that he asked himself if he could just surrender it.
Because
it was very valuable to him. He might not get the money easily to buy another one. And as he used it every day, can he really drop
that?
And God now took him into details. The Lord will help us. But what is the point we're driving home? You know, you remember what we talked about. Using the word of God for ourselves, even as we use it for others.
But it
is for comfort for us,
Ibawi,
even for rebuke, even for warning, even for instruction.
It's
also to use for sinners.
It's
also to even receive the promises of God.
It's
also to receive the warnings of God. Have you got to verse
13? Chapter 16.
Okay, please, you might not need to go to that
but like, again. But 13, chapter 16 of John.
We can read it after 13. The Lord will help us.
You
say the same word of God.
It's
the best. To use to face the devil. And to make the devil to flee from us. You remember when Jesus came to the world?
Satan
and Satan came to tempt Jesus. What did Jesus use? You remember he was saying it's been written. There is nothing that Satan can flee away from like the word of God. Because it's quick. It's powerful. It's sharper than two-edged sword. Satan cannot withstand it. I don't know how it is. But he cannot withstand it.
Lord Jesus.
Because he couldn't withstand it even when Jesus used it. What does it mean that Satan cannot withstand it? What it means that Satan cannot withstand it is when he pushes you and you are unpushable. And what would that mean? Here we go. He came to Jesus. He pushed Jesus. Jesus was firm. Jesus stood firm. In what? In the word of God. He stood firm in the word of God. And Satan could not drag one. He doesn't have the power. Because God has what he has used as barricades around us. But he can push one. He can push one through his schemes or truth of his words.
So
it's by ourselves we likely to get into what he's pushing us to. When he says, why don't you try this? But if we have given it back to him, I cannot do this because it's been written. When he says, do this, and you also say, I cannot do this because it's been written, what will happen? When he did that for Jesus, the scripture said he left Jesus. And that's what it means even to resist the devil. And what will he do? He flee away from you. When he pushes you and you are
miserable,
and when he tries to seduce you, you are don't give to that. There's nothing he can do. You see, at the beginning, you see, he brought some other words to Eve. God said something. He brought his own words. But when he made his own word, he brought his words. He pushed Eve through the word of deceit. What did Eve do? Eve was pushed into it. Or was it Satan that even plucked the fruit and gave her? He just said she should look at it. Just to admire it. What a beautiful fruit. The most powerful way to even pull down one is to accept one's doctrine. You don't understand what I'm saying? Many of us Christians, we have we've been overcome in the fight.
So, tori pe kini?
Because Satan has snatched even our doctrine or teachings from us. The Lord gave Adam the doctrine. You see the fruit in the midst of the garden. You should not eat its fruit. Because if you should eat it, you die. When Satan came, even Eve retreated, even the doctrine. And what did the serpent say? Have you died? You cannot die.
Really?
You cannot die.
And that
was how he got into
her
system. If she did not put the word of God aside, she
would
have been able to stand firm even the day of evil. It wouldn't have been possible for her to be pushed and for her to fall. Many Christians' doctrines have been snatched. The doctrines of their youthful time, the doctrines of their youthful time, right when they were children, they have tried to review it. Is it truly like that?
But what real
when they could see some people calling themselves Christian, they give themselves to pleasure. And many people are sitting just thinking. Don't you think we can review this? It is all that bad.
In the 70s.
Man of God, remember some of the doctrines of the gospelers in the 70s that are true doctrines, which they have been reviewed, editing, and trying to change it. That doctrine, the doctrines have been snatched away from them, they've given some other ones to them. The man of God knows people today.
In the 70s, Bishop, are you serious?
That if they were called in the 70s as a bishop, they would say, no, what do you mean by that? That how will you drag me in the mud? But what do they look for now?
Presiding bishop.
Presiding bishop. The Anglicans, the Methodists, we made jest of them some time ago. That they will now put on the regalia of the bishop and they even made themselves Jesus and they will put even cap. But the gospelers, are we not also doing the same?
So, kilo eni kan so oro kan.
Some were saying something.
Wọ́n ní ìkan nínú àwọn èèyàn Ọlọ́run kan sọ ọ̀rọ̀ kan.
The one of the people of God said something.
Wípé ìgbà tó ń lọ sí ìlú kan.
That when he went to a particular city.
Nígbà tí wọ́n fún un ní ìkíni káàbọ̀.
When he was given a kind of executive or royal welcoming.
Wọ́n lọ tó mọ́tò wá pàdé òun.
The entourage even that really came to welcome
him. Níwájú òun tí wọ́n pé bíṣọ́ọ̀bù dé.
And as they were going in front of him shouting bishop has come.
Pé tó ń bá mọ̀ pé.
That if he knew.
Bí àtijẹ́ bíṣọ́ọ̀bù ṣe níyì tó nìyẹn.
That the becoming a bishop would be very good like that.
Ohun ìbátijẹ́ ti pẹ́.
He would have become a bishop for a long time ago.
Ṣé kò ó parẹ́ rìn àbí?
Is that no funny or not?
Kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀?
What happened?
Thank you. Wọ́n ti gbẹ̀ kọ́.
His doctrine has been snatched away from him.
Abájọ́ tí Paul fi sọ fún Timothy.
No wonder Paul told Timothy.
Kíyè sí ara rẹ àti ẹ̀kọ́ rẹ.
That took it unto thyself and unto thy doctrine. Unto the doctrine.
Ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ní sọ yẹn o.
That was the word of God he was saying.
Mo rọ ẹ̀yin èèyàn mímọ́.
I beseech you people the saying.
Ẹ kíyè sára yín.
Please take heed unto yourself.
Àti ẹ̀kọ́ náà.
And unto the doctrine.
Because tí ẹ bá jẹ́ ó gbọ́.
Because if you let it slip away from you.
Wàhálà ni.
That is a great problem.
Tí ẹ bá sì jẹ́ kó dàpọ̀ mọ́ gbàgbọ́ nù yín.
And you do not let it mix with faith in
wahala
you.
Wàhálà ni.
It's still another problem.
A lè jà ìjà rere.
We cannot fight a good fight.
A lè jà dáradára.
We cannot fight a good fight.
Ara àhámọ́ra tí bàbá fún wa nìyẹn.
It's part of the armor that the Father has given us.
Bí a ò bá lo.
If we do not use it.
Ká sì lo rere.
And use it appropriately.
Ayé.
The word.
Èṣù.
Satan.
Ẹ̀dá Ádámù.
And the Adamic nature.
Mo yí wa mọ́lẹ̀.
Will really overcome or defeat us.
Orí ọ̀rọ̀ ni ẹnìkọ́lá lè lò tí wọn ò fi ní rí wa dá mọ́lẹ̀.
Because if that's the only word we can use that they will not be able to defeat us.
Torí pé wọ́n fẹ́ tó wa lẹ́pa.
Because they will want to even hit you on your leg.
Wọ́n fẹ́ kí wa lójijì.
They want to carry you.
Wọ́n fẹ́ gbé wa lájẹ́yìn.
Suddenly they want to even carry you from the back.
Ṣùgbọ́n tí a bá dúró ṣinṣin inú ọ̀rọ̀.
But if we stand firm in the word of God.
Ṣé wọ́n ti gbé wa látẹ̀yìn.
Even if they carry us from the back.
Àgbé tì ní.
It will be that they will not be able to carry us. They will still put you down. That this one is, I cannot carry this. The Lord will help us. Let's bow our heads and pray. Lord, help me. That we'll be able to take it unto your word. That we'll be able to use the word. We'll be able to use the word appropriately. Lord, please have mercy on us. Lord, please give us grace. Lord, please give us power.
Adúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ Ọlọ́run mímọ́. A gbé orúkọ rẹ ga bàbá. Orúkọ Jésù Olúwagbà ọpẹ́ wa.
Amen.
Orúkọ Jésù Olúwagbà ẹ̀yin wa.
Amen.
A béèrè pé kí ẹ ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Amen.
Olúwa, ká lè mú ìdá ẹ̀mí tí ṣe ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run. Ká lè mú gírígírí ní ọwọ́ wa. Ká máa lò ó, ká sì máa lò ó bí ó ti tọ́. Lórúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Amen.
O ní ó máa mú ẹsẹ̀ wa dúró. Nínú rẹ̀ la ó máa gbé wa ró. Nínú rẹ̀ la ó máa fi ẹsẹ̀ wa múlẹ̀. Nínú rẹ̀ náà láti máa sọ fún èṣù pé kò sáyè fun. Nínú rẹ̀ náà láti máa lò fún àwọn ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀ pé kí wọ́n darapọ̀ mọ́ Olúwa pẹ̀lú wa kí wọ́n máa bá wa ká lọ. Torí pé Olúwa lòun ó ṣe wa ní rere. Lórúkọ Jésù Olúwa wa ràn wá lọ́wọ́.
Amen.
Gbogbo nǹkan tó ń ṣiṣẹ́ láti ń fún jẹ́ ká fọwọ́ dẹgbẹrẹ mú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run tàbí tí kò jẹ́ kó dàpọ̀ mọ́ ìgbàgbọ́ nínú wa kó ba lè ṣe iṣẹ́ tẹ́ fẹ́ kó ṣe. Olúwa sọ mọ́ dáa láì lágbára.
Amen.
Ogo ni fún orúkọ rẹ.
Hallelujah.
Jésù Olúwa wa.
Amen.
Ẹ ṣe.
Thank you.
Ja ni ibere bi.
Do we have questions?
Ibere.
Question.
Kosi.
There's none.
Lo ashun.
Give glory to God.